Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to present to some and introduce to others the host with the most, the CEO of WBSW Radio, the internet station we're number one, Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. Sometimes they call him Dr. Lowe, Coach Lowe, Love Guru, the man that make it do what it do. Without further ado, Dr. Lowe, let's make it happen.
My. God has blessed us one more time to come before you. Let me give a wave to Behind the Mask Ministry. Thank you so much, Minister Denise Stephanie. You joined us last night, and it was Talking Real to You prime time on Monday night. Today, it's the Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood. And I am Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, excited about coming before you to share the format that we have for today. The title of our show is Letting Your Light Shine. And I truly, truly want you to think about that. How do I let my light shine so others can see? We want to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. Actually, your location, then you can chat with Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith on the Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood. Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood is the real grassroots talk show that focuses on truly issues in our neighborhood, block by block. And we have a lot of issues in our neighborhood. Our neighborhood could be included nationally. What exactly going on? So we're going to let your light shine, and we're going to talk about that. You also can check us out on the web link. The web link is www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. If you want to email, you can email WBSW Internet Talk Radio with number 22 at gmail.com, along with having the opportunity to tweet the show. We have several avenues that you can use, a media site, the outlet. You can tweet us at WBSW_internet_top_radio. You have an opportunity at the Smith Way Production and at Lorenzo D. Smith 15. That's the way you can tweet us. We try to post things on Twitter as well. Instagram. We're excited to be broadcasting with 2 devices today through 2 media sites. On Instagram, we have Coach Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. You can check us out on that outlet, along with being partners with the Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma chapter out of Greenville, Alabama, and their handle is Zeta Phi Sigma with the number 10. You can follow this network along with the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity on Instagram, along with Facebook. We're posting all the time. We want to give a shout out to several people that's joining us now, and I'll make sure I give that name right. We got Kim Ramsey, number 1. I'm away with Kim. She's a member of Beta Phi Beta World Incorporated, part of the Blue family, Blue and White family. Kim, thank you so much for joining us. We have Behind the Mask Ministry, Minister Denise Stephanie out of Berkeley, California, about taking the mask off. And we're going to talk about taking the mask off and letting the light shine. Truly from your inner self. We're going to give a shout out truly for, this is Tiana Miller. Thank you so much. And Dr. Ashley Edwards. Thank you, Doc, so much for taking time. Keep on doing what you're doing. I keep up with your posts. I see what you're doing. Keep grinding. Keep the grinding going. So we want to be able to share with each and every one of you all about what's going on in our neighborhood. It is all about issues in our neighborhood, block by block. I think we've gotten away from the grassroots. We're focusing more on what they say from the old Reagan, Nixon, whoever, trickle-down event, where you start at the top and trickle down. No, we want to start at the grassroots level and force it to come up so we can make changes that way. So going, you know, being excited about being a part of WBSW Radio, the internet station, this is our 50th anniversary. We started September the 22nd, I'm sorry, 7th, 2017. We started with this. Many came to me and said, it's not going to work. How are you going to put all of these social media sites in one place so everybody can actually see you at the radio station? I told them it was a vision from God. So I have a clear understanding about letting my light shine. So I said, God gave me this vision of obtaining a crowd. I feel like I am good at it. That's running my life. And taking that crowd he blessed me with and letting it share with other people. So on the 27th, we had our first show, which was a sports show called Real Talk About Sports. Until we are here now with nine shows with a host of co-hosts and hosts that volunteer their time to be a part of this from all around the country. We have co-hosts out of the state of Georgia. We have a co-host out of the state of Florida, a co-host out of the state of South Carolina, a couple co-hosts out of the state of Alabama. We have co-hosts out of Dallas, Fort Worth. We have co-hosts out of Oakland, California. And along with, we have to give her a shout out. She comes from time, Minister Denise Stephanie, out of Berkeley, California. So we're spreading our wings. We also want to share with you that we're now able to feel really, really like growth is coming about. We have 33 countries of listeners. I'm going to say that again. 33 countries of listeners. We had two additional listeners over the weekend. We have Italy. We have watchers and listeners added to our list of listeners and watchers in Italy and Pakistan. And we're so glad that God has blessed us to expand our wings. So we're going to really truly talk about how we can work on letting your light shine. I want to shout out to Facebook, facebook.com/drlbalbertosmith. Thank you for joining us on Facebook. Also, you can check us out as we post on Twitter, as we post on Instagram, along with YouTube television, LinkedIn, Tumblr, Rumble. We're posting. This is WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one to try this and do this and be blessed. God has blessed us, and we're really excited about that. We also want to share with you that you can register for our WBSW Radio giveaways by sending us your name. You can comment, type it in. Put it in the comment section of either one of the media sites. If you have a Cash App, send that Cash App, because what we want to do is be able to give back to you. We also use it to put in for our raffles. PayPal, if that's what you have and you're comfortable with a PayPal. Venmo or Zelle. Send it to lorenzad15@gmail.com. Or you can send it to WBSW Internet Talk Radio with the number 22@gmail.com. But type it in if you're on here live now. Type it in. Let us know exactly how we can put you in the raffle. We raffle off trips. We have raffled all so far in the last 2 years, 7 trips to the great state of Georgia, which is Atlanta, hot Atlanta. We raffled off a trip to Gatlinburg. We raffle off bicycles, novels, and books from authors who've been on the show, gift cards, vouchers, and food vouchers. We're at the grassroots level. We're giving back, and that's what we want to do. So make sure you get it to me, LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com or WDSW Internet Talk Radio with the number 22@gmail.com. Let's talk about letting your light shine. I want to, before I get started, I want to give a shout out to Brother Christopher Aaron Bennett, a member of Zeta Phi Sigma chapter of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Ruthie_J.I. Bila. Thank you for joining us as well. And before we move on, I'm excited because God has blessed me to take a giant step. That giant step is this week is my birthday week. My birthday is on October the 9th. So I'm going to post, you know, this is my birthday week. I'm a couple days behind. I should have started Sunday. But you can start saying happy birthday. It's fine. Because I will be posting on each one of these social media sites. But October the 9th is my birthday. God has blessed me to be a man, to see wisdom, be experienced, to be become a man of wisdom, and I thank him for blessing us and blessing me to this point. Because your family is a part of that when you're being blessed. So you have to continue to keep that in mind. Because God first, family second, hard work third, put your community in there. So that's why it's important on Dr. Lowe's neighborhood. We talk about issues in our neighborhood. Let's talk about letting your light shine. The first thing you probably want to ask yourself is, what is your light? What is your light? Too many times people don't quite understand what their light is. And you said, light, what you mean? What I truly want to share with you is, when you let your light shine, it means you are a good example to someone. We talked yesterday about being a better person. By doing the things that are pleasing to our Lord and Savior, that puts you in the right direction. Our ultimate goal in our neighborhoods to have role models. And letting your light shine is truly all about you being a good example. So other people can see your examples. See, because God blessed us with the ability to be able to, by doing good things in his honor, I want you to truly think about what's your life. When I always talk about self, there are so many things relate that will help your light to shine. We have to work on building our inner self first. See, you worry about how people see you. They will see you on what's coming and projected and beaming from your body. But it comes from your heart and your soul. So you should work extremely hard to be a good example. Some people say, let's do it as a role model for our young in our community. But you are truly an example, not just for the young people, but also your peers and also for people of wisdom. It's nothing wrong with letting your light shine. And I call it a lot of times, some people say, what do you mean by letting your light shine? See, God blessed us with gifts and talent. And what you need to be understanding is that your talent and your gift was given to you so you can share it with others. That's how your light will shine. It may take years to find your purpose in life. But It doesn't matter how long it takes to find your purpose. Find it. And when you find it, you will flourish like no one else ever seen a person flourish. And when they see that, they'll see your light. I'm all about my own personal experience. I try to do what's right. I put up, and as I post about being my birthday week and being a Libra, I put down calm, caring Libra. I want to be seen as a calm man, a caring man, a committed man, a cooperative man, a man that's willing to compromise, a man that's willing to do what's needed to make sure things are all right. God bless me, and I know and blessing you as well with the ability to recognize that you are here to help others. You are to share the gift he has given to you. You are to share the talent that you have. It's all an opportunity to let your light shine. And that's what we're talking about today. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell, actually your location. Then I truly ask you to join us with the conversation so we can chat about how you recognize that your light is shining. You'll be chatting with Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, Dr. Lowe's neighborhood. The focus is on issues in our neighborhood, block by block. Let's kind of take a look at what does let light shine out of the darkness mean. You have heard that before. Shine even in the time of darkness. You know, I want to simplify this, and I want to share with you something you may take for granted. I tell people darkness is always where you can't see further than a wall in front of you or as far as your vision will project. We have to keep in mind darkness is not all evil. God placed you in a place in your life, and you may feel like that now, that you may be in a place of darkness. Not because someone is abusing somebody or mistreating you, and someone is not treating you right or just evil to you. You have to keep in mind that that darkness is where you don't know what's going to happen. We have to keep in along with the thought process that is you lay down every night and you pray to our Lord and Savior. You say, God, no matter what I went through, bless me. God, lift me up out of a moment of darkness. You ask God to protect you, provide for you as you lie down through all the trials and tribulations. But when you wake up in the morning, God said there will be joy comes in the morning. And then your darkness might be that night. So when you do wake up in the morning, that's a new day. So letting your light shine, God's going to bless you. If he wakes you up in the morning, you need to give him the highest praise of hallelujah and say, thank you, Lord, for waking me up in the morning. You're waking me up so I can start a journey that you already have planned for me. And I'm willing to go on that journey. And the thing about it, God blessed us with a journey, which is a plan. He gives us the strength to have a will, make a way. So when you said, what does it mean to let that, you know, let you come out of your light, shine out of that darkness, it's truly talking about you being able to work your way out of that darkness. See, your heart could be troubling. You may have darkness in your heart. Now, I will tell you that upset our Lord and Savior, because God truly don't want the two things from you. He wants your heart to be in order along with your soul. See, it's pleasing to him when your heart is full of joy, because he smiles down on us. He puts us in a position to shine our light out of darkness. So we want to take what he presents to us. He said, let light shine out of darkness. He shines in our heart to give the light of knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. See, that's coming out of that darkness. It's waking up in the morning. I didn't feel good. I could not sleep. I tossed and I turned. You was in darkness, but when God woke you up this morning, come on now. I'm telling you, when you woke up this morning, you were filled with darkness, because God was putting joy in your heart. You can now see the light. See, we have to always keep in mind, darkness is lonely. See, you're lonely. You're on that tree of loneliness. That's dark. But that's just like an exciting time of year that's coming up when our Lord and Savior was born on Christmas Day. What is the light about Christmas? Yes, our Lord and Savior being born, but keep in mind, the light is when you have a lonely tree. That is this tree of darkness, because nothing is in order, but when you put light on it, we want our light to shine through darkness. And we say, let our light shine so we can be filled with joy. And that joy that we have makes our Lord and Savior smile. Because if you operate from your inner self, you operate based on your heart and soul, your light will shine. And everybody else will see your light shining. They will recognize. They'll say, you got a glow to you. You have not heard that before, but you will hear. When you operate from your inner self, people will tell you, you have a glow. Have a shine. That's your light shine. And they can see it. They can see it because God has placed the goodness in their heart and their soul. So people that truly have the goodness, truly have in their heart and soul that they connect with our Lord and Savior will connect with you. That's letting your light shine. And it'll bring you out of darkness. You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. You don't know what's going to happen in the next minute. But you got to put your trust and faith in our Lord. And that's what we got to do in our community. We have to get back to the old traditional way. Some people are fighting now because they're talking about we're conventional. I said we tech of bitching. I mean, we're so caught up in technology. And I'm not mad because I'm enjoying the opportunity to broadcast all over the world. Sitting up in my studio at this time and touching the lives of millions of people in three times. I'm not arguing and fussing about technology. Let's become a little bit more of traditional thinking along with a techno venture. That's something you have to focus on, because darkness is going to come. And you got to have your light in order so your light can shine. 10 selfish ways to let your light shine. We want you to part of our show by calling in. The calling number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line. I identify the last 4 digits of your cell, actually your location. Then you will be live and able to chat with Dr. Lorenza D. Smith, the host of the Dr. Lowe Show, the grassroots talk show that focuses on issues in our neighborhood, block by block. I'm going to give a shout out to A. Carter, 2972. Thank you for joining us, Ms. Carter. Thank you so much. It's good to have each and every one of you. Ruthie, thank you for joining. Hi to you, Ruthie. Thank you for taking time, for being a part of this. Now, on tomorrow night, we will be working on some giveaways tomorrow, some radio giveaways, WBSW radio giveaways. We're going to give away something because this is still a part of our anniversary. 5 years we've been in existence. God has got us to start on the 6th year. And we're going to keep letting our light shine. You got to find your niche. Find what's good. What works for you? You all got to do it. You got to be able to identify it. It'll bring you out of the darkness and place you in the light. Always be striving to reach your maximum. Always be striving every day and every night. It'll bring you out of darkness and place you in light. Let's look at 10 selfish ways, and I won't do 10 of them. I'm just going to do a few of them. It's important that we look at those things that are selfless. I don't want us to get caught up talking about things that are selfish, because you'll never get out of life. Focus on selfish things. You have to focus on selfless. If you want to have a successful relationship, whether it's in your family, whether it's a romantic, whether it's with your friends, or your job, you have to be selfless. Because if you're selfish, you take away from everybody's thing the light that you have. So these are ways to let your light shine. Don't forget to smile. You know, one of the things I was put into play when I was an administrator, principal, also in the central office, working with principals, and when I had my own school, retired educator. And I had three F's. F. The first F was to be fair. Light will shine when you're fair. People will come to you and say, I know he's a fair man. So he's not going to mistreat my children or my house. The second F is firm. You know, I am going to be firm with you. I'm going to treat your son or your daughter or staff member, teacher fairly and firm. I do will hold you accountable. See, we have to put that back into our daily life, accountability. See, when you put your accountability back into place, your light will always shine because you'll be able to recognize what you need to do. Hold yourself accountable, but always smile. And the next F I thought was so important to go with this one, but you always have a smile on your face, is fun. See, life is filled with fun, and I don't mean playing and involved with child games. You have to be able to put a smile on your face. I used to do something every morning at my school. I used to get out every morning. I used to be early, very early, and get out and in front of the school where the students coming in, at the back of the school, side of the school, coming in with the buses from the buses, and I'd be there and I'd say good morning. And I'm smiling. See, don't forget to smile. See, your light shining. They know that they're going to be okay because Dr. Poe stood up there and he's smiling this morning. No matter what I went through last night, I left it where it was last night because I knew the minute I woke up, this joy came in the morning. The next day, so important is to be there for me. If you have a friend or family member, be there for them. We all have challenges. We all go. Be in a situation that requires some support. So be of support for your friends, family members, co-workers, cohorts. It's all about letting your light shine. Be there for friends, family, co-workers, church members. Be there for a friend. Give genuine compliments. See, we don't give enough compliments. It is a sad thing I tell all these husbands, and even wives, you don't compliment your own spouse. Why do they need to go somewhere else and receive compliment from someone else? The first compliment should come from home. Because if you give that compliment, how there's light to shine. Many times I talk to many people and counsel and supported them in situations. One of the things that always bothered me today, I don't know if she got dressed over there. I ain't dressed. Where's she going? She go to work. So you don't know that person that special didn't look good. You ought to be helping her light shine. You ought to be complimenting her or him to let them know. I like what I see. I enjoy you. You bring us shining light into my life, and I want to make sure I do the same for you. The next thing is be friendly. Have a good understanding of being friendly. There's a limit to everything. There's a stopping point. But what's wrong with being friendly? What's wrong with having a smile on your face? What's wrong with complimenting someone? What's wrong with being calm, like I said on this post and I'm going to put? What's wrong with being able to have people see you where you were compromised? What's wrong with being caring? Time to help someone else light shine. Be friendly. The next thing is use your passion. Too many times people won't use their passion. See, my passion is this, but I'm going to bring it to the army. Understand what is your passion. Take time to practice your passion. Also, be able to give. See, passion requires effort and giving your best. Use your passion. Make sure you want to let your light shine. And the title is Letting Your Light Shine. You can show by calling in or typing in comments on each one of the media sites. It'll be nice to type thank you for Ruthie. Say hi. Hi, Ruthie. Thank you so much for typing in something that really keeps individuals smiling. Hi. You can type in the comments part on Facebook. You can call in at 347-857-4. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the line so you can share your idea on letting your light shine. I'll call the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. Ask for your location, letting your light shine. The next step, act to help your light shine is share your optimism. I am very optimistic about what's going to happen. I feel good. I'm not pessimistic. I'm going to be optimistic. But I believe it's going to be all right. I truly, that is just me. I'm always optimistic about things happening. I don't care what situation we're in. I think whatever holds deep for me, I can climb out of it. And whatever is thrown at you, you can work through. Because the light you will begin to shine. It will come when you get. You don't know where it comes from. But it's truly come our Lord and Savior. He's always in the midst. He's always with you. Because you're one of his children. And he'll be there through thick and thin. Share your optimism. How optimistic you feel about what's going on. Be willing. The next one is so important is give to charity. Y'all be giving all, doing this, giving this. But I want to give a shout out to the sponsors who take time to provide these giveaways. I want to shout out to Tri-Stat LLC. It's a consulting firm and sales provider. And the owner is William Scott. We'll give a shout out to Scott, who's been with our program, supporting and a guest on our program, but always for sponsoring what's exactly the things we're trying to do in regards to giveaway. We'll give a shout out to the Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter. They're playing a part sponsoring our giveaways. And to the team members of WBSW Radio, the internet, number one, they're making an effort. They're working hard to give back. So we'll be able to give charitably. Give back to our neighborhood. Block by block. And that's truly what we want to. The next way to let out life's willingness, you have to be willing to give the effort, put the work in, and put the effort in. See, that's not being selfish, that's selfless, because you're willing. Truly, it's so important. The way to make our life effect. We master the art of listening. We improve our listening skills before we focus on our talking. See, selfless, I'm going to hear what you have to say without interrupting you. I trust and believe in you. A spirited disagreement. We can have a spirited disagreement, but we always agree to disagree. It's all about when you're talking about letting your light shine. Let the light from you go to someone else, even in a time of challenge. Your willingness to let your light shine. The next one is effort. See, you had to put effort in. Don't ever get comfortable or complacent. Always making an effort to do something different, something better. Always striving to reach the highest goal. No one can help you but yourself. Let your light shine. There will be some trying times in your life. Don't give up. You feel like you're down. Reach down and grab your boots. Well, I'm tight. Ball of knuckles up to the white and say, I'm the hell of this. I'm going to do this. I'm not talking about physically fighting anybody. I'm talking about fighting to get the job done. That's what letting your light shine. Being that you care. Caring about people is a way for your light to shine. You must be able to see what works for you. I can give ways and some of them may not work for you. You may have other ways. But just be striving every day to let your light shine. And add to that, as we talked in last night's show, become a better person. I had a counselor twice a month. I go because I want to be the best version of me. Not anybody else, but the best version. So as we was talking in our session, I'm always striving to put the work in. I want my work to speak for me. I know all of you have heard that before. Let my work speak for me. No matter what I do, the work I put in will give me a chance for other people to recognize who I am and whom I am. Let my work speak for me. So let my light shine that our Lord and Savior have placed with a light shining from them. We'll give a shout out to Ms. Yes, member Baker by Baker Sorority Incorporated, joining us. Thank you so much for being a part of this. It's all about letting our light shine. Be charitable. It's better to give to receive. If you're always looking to receive, your light will be dim and flickering. It's so important when you talk about letting your light shine. I go back to a story that we used to have and talk about our young people when they are on the cusp of dropping out. We say education can call you to dim out and eventually drop out. The challenges that we have in life can cause you to dim out and then eventually drop out. You become selfish. It's all about you. You will be boisterous. braggadocious, because it's all about you, but you dark the scent on your life. Make sure you understand that when God says he can bring you out of darkness, but he's going to bring your light out of darkness. They said no matter what you go through, it might be in the darkest hour in your life. If you keep on striving, if you keep on pushing on and on, there's going to be a little flicker of light. But if you keep on pushing, you keep on driving, you keep on putting the effort in, keep on having willingness, the light will get a little bit brighter. Never in our Lord and Savior to be stuck anywhere in life. I know we encounter things that cause us to get depressed. We may want to go lay in that bed. But you know, God says it might be your darkest hour. But when you trust in me and believe me, there's going to be brighter days ahead. There's going to be brighter days ahead. And I want you to keep that in mind. Letting your light shine. I tell you, it's been awesome today to share about letting your light shine. Just keep in mind, more is required. So let your light shine. Give through your ways. It can be charitable. It could be compliments. It could be through your smile. It could be through your passion. Through that giving, the ability to be optimistic. Because there's going to be a new day. But just remember, no matter what you're going through today, if someone only is going through something today, everyone through something. But just remember, give a shout out to Miss MFB. Just remember, when you lie down at the 23rd Psalm, say, in the green pasture, you know what he do? He restores your soul. Say, regenerate your body. Recuperate your body. So when you feel him touch you in the morning and you wake up, it should be joy in your heart. It should be your light shine, because no matter what I went through yesterday, joy comes in the morning. And my light will shine throughout the day, because I know God has a hand in mine. He's with my heart and my soul. So don't let anybody steal your joy. Only if you give it up. Because God controls joy. See, it ain't all about with God how happy he is. He wants to know how joyful you are, because he's focusing on your heart and soul. When we transition and leave here, we can think about the many rooms that's in heaven. But just remember, this old shell of a body gonna return to where it comes from. But your heart and your soul gonna leave and go up to our heaven with our Father. And he'll tell you, job well done. We truly thank you for taking time for being a part of this, letting your light shine. Shout out to all of those individuals that took time. We have Miss M. LP, Miss Bush, EBS, of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority, Ruthie L. Thank you for being a part of this. A. Carter, Alicia Carter, thank you, 2972. Thank you for taking time to be a part of this. We also have High Ministry, Denise Stepney. Minister Denise Stepney. And she always talk about the mask. See, when you got a mask on, you're in darkness. Take that mask off. Your light can shine. Just remember, shout out to Dr. Ashley Edwards. Thank you, Dr. Elf, for taking time. Tiana Miller, thank you so much. A shout out to Pastor and a brother of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, Aaron Dottrell, which is Brother Christopher Aaron Bennett of Zeta Phi Sigma chapter out of Greenville, Alabama. He's the financial secretary. Thank you, Brother Bennett. Kim Ramsey, number one, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you for taking time, Kim. Kim is Nate Montgomery. Out of over there at the Bellingrove Ridgecrest area. Kim, thank you. She's a member of Zeta Phi Beta. Died from the military, been working really hard. Son actually played football at Alabama State University a couple of years back. We give a shout out to your husband, a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Thank you, Brother Ramsey and Sarah Ramsey. Thank you for being a part of the show. It's been awesome, man. You know, our hashtag is responsible. You can see on my shirt, hashtag One Life Matter. Our life matters. So we can focus on bettering our life and our light shine if we work from the grassroots up. We have to be selfless. We have to be calm. We have to be caring. We have to be giving. We have to do that. Truly, truly, I truly love you. Truly, I love each one of you. I love you. God has blessed that light to shine in my heart. Back to you. Wouldn't do it without you. It's from my heart. Truly from my heart. Truly from my heart. We want you to check us out tomorrow. We have an awesome show planned at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. It's the Tell the Truth. And we're going to talk about the word no. Why is the word no not accepted or respected? Check us out. The host of the show is the host of the most, is Lisa Levine. And I'll be joining her, Dr. Lovie Smith, tomorrow at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard. May I tell you, it's been awesome. We got a lot of hashtags that we want to run by you. We got to keep on grinding. Hashtag make it do what it do. Hashtag communicate for understanding. Hashtag we got this. Hashtag it's a mindset. And last but not least, as we move forward to close the show, I truly want y'all to know I love y'all. It's from my heart. And my heart is shining joy. My heart is shining with peace. My heart is shining with love for each and every one of you. Thank you for taking time to all 33 of you listeners. Thank you. Couldn't do it without you. We couldn't do 5 years having an anniversary. And also being blessed as it is my birthday weekend. God bless me, and I pray that he allowed me to see that birthday on Sunday, which is October the 9th. I just want to bless some of you. God is good. All the time. All the time. He's good. So as we close out, one of it is to you is so important. I love you, and ain't nothing you can do about it. Have an awesome rest of the day.